Very much indeed. So, what does it mean to be dedicated? What does it mean to be dedicated to something? It means to be devoted. It means to be committed to, doesn't it? Yes? Yeah. Oh. You know, all of you in this room are dedicated to something. Whether it's somebody that you love, or whether it's an organization, or whether it's a cause. But to be dedicated is to give something the highest priority. And it's the same in our relationship with God. When we dedicate ourselves to God, we say, "You are priority in my life." And for the Christian, we say, "You are the uttermost priority in my life. There is nothing comes before you." And that is a very, very important step when we make the move into Christian faith, when we say to Jesus, "I want to accept you as my Lord and Savior." Little Harriet today isn't going to know what that's all about. But Mum and Dad know what it means, and they want that for Harriet. They want God to be number one in Harriet's life. And that's why, because Harriet can't make the decision for herself, she's too little. That's why we gather round her as the people of God, as the family of the church, and we pray and we pray and we pray that this will come to pass, that Harriet will make that decision for herself. That she would be able to be so, so dedicated. So what does it mean when we are dedicated to God? Well, it means that we give over the control of our lives into his care. We effectively lose control of our calling, of our destiny, of what he would have us do and be. I mean, I would never have chosen to be a minister. You've got to have a screw loose to want to lead a church, I can tell you. I wanted to have a proper job. Couldn't get one, so, you know. We give ourselves into his service on the basis that he knows us better than we know ourselves. He loves us more deeply than any human love, or more deeply than any human being could love us. He offers us a staggering sense of fulfillment in our lives. A staggering sense. There are no strings attached. It has an eternal guarantee, and it will never break. Now, if you could sell that on eBay, you could get some good money for it. But the most staggering truth about this is that it's free. It's completely free. It's free because Jesus has already paid the price for us when he hung on the cross and paid for all the muck and the mire and the dirt and the darkness of our lives. He paid for it. We should have paid for it, but he did it for us. He did it for you, every single one of you. And because he's paid for it, it's free, and there are no strings attached. Absolutely, fantastically wonderful news. No wonder they call it the good news. Paul says that we shouldn't conform to the pattern of this world, but that we should be a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. And when we dedicate ourselves to him, that's when we become a sacrifice. Because I'm so dedicated to God that it is my life in him that is what matters, not all the silly little whims and human ambitions that I carry in my own heart and my own mind, which I do, by the way. A daily process of trying to put God first. I used to be a driving instructor, and Many is the time my car has bounced up high curbs and driven over roundabouts instead of round them, I even ended up in a hedge once. You really do take your life in your hands when you're a driving instructor. And I actually loved it. It was great. But that sense of not being in control is quite considerable when there's a bus coming towards you on the same side of the road and you have to calmly say, could we just move over to the left fairly promptly now? That sense of just having very little control. When we dedicate ourselves to God, we let Him sit in the driving seat of our lives. The difference is, to my driving instructor analogy, the difference is that God knows how to drive. And He's a fantastically better driver than you are or I am when it comes to the direction and the purpose and the fulfillment and the bearings and the destination of our own lives. He knows so much that we don't know. And it's an incredibly exciting thing. Let's not be bland about this. It does require courage. To dedicate ourselves to God means to lose control of our own lives, and it does require courage, but it is the most exhilarating thing you will ever do. It is the most incredible experience to let God take you forward. The prayer for Harriet this morning is that God would take her forward in her young life, right into adulthood, because He knows what He's doing. He's the greatest protector, the greatest warrior, the most loving father. He's the most fantastic friend. He's the best guide. And I think that I would like Him to lead me in my life. If you were lost in the jungle in 5,000 square miles of dense forest, would you like to find your own way out? Or a local guide jumps out from behind a tree and says, I know this jungle like the back of my hand, I'll take you home. Which deal would you go for? Well, I'd go for the one where the guy takes me home, and that's exactly what Jesus does. So we choose. We choose to either fumble around in this world and struggle with all the things that we have to deal with and face, all the joys and the sorrows, our mortality, the terminal nature of flesh and blood, and all the battles that go with that. Or we say, I'll come with you because you've got an eternal purpose for me and I know that I'll be safe. That's what it is to become a Christian, but it does take courage. It takes courage to let God into the driving seat of our lives. Liz and I, most of you know now, but Liz and I have lived in Guernsey with our grown-up children now, but they weren't grown-up then, for the last 14 years, and we've just arrived here a few weeks ago. And our move to this church was very much a step of courage, and please don't sit there thinking that I've got it all sorted, because I really fought with God over this. I didn't want Him in the driving seat. But He did win, and He did drive, and this is where we are. But we didn't come from a Methodist church. We came from an independent church. And the system of changing staff is completely different. And it came to the point where it was the right time to hand that church over to a younger guy who we'd been leading and we'd been training and we'd been equipping him, ready to lead a church, 20 years younger than me. And we have to do that. Just as a little aside, going off piste, one of the foundational principles of leadership is you do yourself out of a job. It's one of the foundational principles of leadership. You train others to be better at what you do than you are. And we got to that point with Nathan, that he was becoming much better at stuff than I was, which wasn't difficult for him. And it came to the point where he needed to have that. And God said to us, it's time to go. And to cut a long story short, Liz and I knew we had to hand our notice in. We handed our 3-month notice in April. And we didn't have a clue. We had a heavy mortgage on our house. We didn't know what on earth we were going to do. He said, do it. And we did it. And we had some tears, we had some fears, we had some heartfelt prayers, we had some worries, but God spoke to us so clearly, it was so clear, it was just unbelievable. Let me drive. And we did it. And we went through several weeks of thinking, I don't know where this is going, but he's got something planned. We had no desire to leave Guernsey whatsoever. Perfectly happy there. And we were brought by a process which only God could have devised, because you couldn't make it up, and the local people here know what I mean, is that we ended up here. And we came to look round, because God said, go look round. And it all fell into place, and we liked you, and you liked us. There's time. And here we are, since September. And God has been so, so, so faithful. So faithful. He's looked after all the things that were worrying us. With finances, we had to leave our daughter behind in Guernsey because she's about to get married in March, and we just didn't want to leave her just before she got married. He's looked after her. He's looked after everything. You know why? Because he knows how to drive. So my challenge to you all this morning is let God drive your life. Give over the control. Let him have it. Because what it does is it releases us from the worries of each day. It releases us from the fears that we carry. Because we don't have to burden, we don't have to bear that burden ourselves. We let him do it. Because he's driving. He knows the way. And I can only express this from my heart, not my head, because I know what it's like. Because I felt it and I've lived it. And I need to get better at it because I still fight with God when I don't want him to drive. But when he does, it always works out. So dedication is about being so dedicated to him that he is in control. And so I bring this to a close where we began. And that is to say that Patrick and Sophie have brought Harriet before God and said, we want you, Lord, to drive her life. And our prayer is that as she gets older, one day she will know what that means. Maybe she will choose to get baptized. Maybe she will choose to stand up front and give a testimony to you. Maybe she will choose to tell her story at school or amongst her friends. But our prayer is that she will know who it is in the driving seat of her life. Isn't it great? Don't we have such an amazing opportunity? Isn't Christianity exciting? It's priceless. Absolutely priceless. And a great joy.